After he was, you know, after he peeked through the curtains 14 times and my dad shot his foot off, I finally figured I'll date the guy.
News Talk 1130 WISN, Mark Belling, late afternoon show. Here's another hilarious story for you. This one credited to the McIver Institute, which went and read a bunch of letters to the editor that were written to local newspapers scattered around the state in January that were calling for an increase in the state gas tax. I don't know. Do you ever read letters to the editor in the newspaper? Rarely. I would say rare is an exaggeration almost of when you do it. But they're out there. And usually there's like one person who's in charge at the newspaper of reading these letters, editing them down, and deciding which ones go in there. In the world we live in with Facebook and all this other stuff, people don't write as many of these letters, but they're out there, Ed. Smaller newspapers often print just about every one they get because they don't get that many. Well, anyway, these letters showed up. All of a sudden, you started seeing these letters just kind of out of nowhere saying, let's raise the gas tax, which is a weird thing for somebody to write a letter to the editor about in the first place. And they were showing up in papers in Eau Claire and Wausau and Marshfield. The McIver Institute went and read those letters, and they found not only were the letters seemingly almost word for word in each of these papers, the same names were signed on all of them. All claiming to be from the community in which the newspaper was located, but the same name would be then in a letter sent to another newspaper 150 miles away saying they're from that community. They then found that the same letters with the same names are written in newspapers in other states. They then used whitepages.com to check and see if they could find anybody by these names, and they weren't in any of the cities where the letters appeared. So apparently some group that wanted to increase the gas tax put together a bunch of fake letters to the editor and sent them to gullible newspapers around the state. The likeliest scenario here would be the road building industry, which has been pushing for a gas tax increase for some time. So I'd love to see somebody from the Wisconsin Transportation Builders Association have to answer whether or not they had an operative that was sending out fake letters to the editor. There is, though, a lesson in all of this. They evidently couldn't find any actual people to support an increase in the gas tax, or they wouldn't have had to make up somebody's name and send out a bunch of fake letters in an attempt to make a... In other words, they knew that they didn't have a chance in the first place. I mean, anyway, that gas tax increase appears to be dead, and I think that we are going to reach agreement relatively soon on a state budget. You have the assembly and the governor that are close to coming together. The announcement by Foxconn will make it necessary that you conclude the I-94 project south of the Milwaukee County line. Senator Alberta Darling is suggesting today that the I-94 project between the Marquette and the zoo, rebuilding it, that they could lose federal dollars that are pending on that unless that's included as part of a budget deal. We'll have to look at that in the future. And again, finally, if you didn't hear my